Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Man of the Year. Man of the Year. Man of the Year. Welcome to the number one friendship podcast in the country. I'm Aaron Cairo.
I'm Matt Ritter.
So Matt, famously, you were a corporate lawyer.
Yeah, famously or infamously.
Infamously. I worked on Wall Street. How many coworkers in your stint as a lawyer did you go to their weddings?
I would say, I mean, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'd say eight.
What? Eight weddings? Yeah. I thought you were going to say, because you were pretty young.
Yeah, that's probably too high. Oh, I thought, well, over the course of time. No, that's probably too high. Probably four.
I've been to one wedding from a Morgan Stanley coworker. And then how many weddings have you been to from someone you met at the gym?
Zero.
What's your number? I've been to two, although it was the same person who got married twice.
Still counts.
So the fact is,
what's the most random place that you met somebody that you ended up at a wedding with?
Well, that was another thing as well. When you mean end up at the wedding, that means you got the invitation and you went. Because I've got some invites where I was a distant friend.
Yeah.
And I just didn't go.
Right.
But I would say the guy who spotted me every morning at 6:30 in the morning, that would be the weirdest place that I went to.
Remember the guy you dripped your sweat into his eye?
I don't even remember that.
It was an old bit, no?
Well, it wasn't a bit. I mean, I for longtime listeners, this was from the very beginning of the podcast, but this guy asked me to spot him and I stood over him holding the, you know, hands under the bar, and a drip of sweat from my forehead went into his eyeball.
The beginning of 28 days later.
I think it was pre-pandemic and, you know, yeah. How awkward is it spotting someone? Because I'm like, you're going to die. My life is in your hands. Your life is in my hands.
Spotting is one of those things where it's almost like when people ask you to watch their computer, like completely unqualified request.
Right. If someone's going to steal this guy's laptop from a Starbucks, you're going to let them take it.
Right. Exactly. Like it's just spot. Yeah. Spot. Just the idea of spot. I mean, that's why they have those machines with the little hooks on them.
Right. Did you know when you do bench press, you're not supposed to put clips on the bar?
I got to ask my trainer about that. You said that, but I see him doing it. Maybe when you're alone. When you're alone, yeah. So you can take it off.
Yeah, you got to talk to Dean because that's not commonly accepted practices. Because
he doesn't follow the generally accepted weightlifting principles.
Right. He's not a GAAP, you know.
He's not a GAAP accounting weightlifting rules.
I want to get into the topic in a second. I just want to go back to the spotting for a second. Spotting is such a, like, I don't know, maybe women have that too, but that's just like a male, like if you're a guy and you're in a gym and someone goes, hey man, like, it's just like one of those like rites of passage.
Yeah. Yo bro, you spot me on this? And it's always somebody doing way too much weight.
And do you, what's the word? Do you cheer them on? You got this, man. You got this.
Oh, you know me. I'm like little John.
I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm a huge hype man. I'm great at hyping people.
Is little John known as a hype man?
Isn't he like the main hype man of the world?
He says one word. He goes, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying isn't he the world's most preeminent hype man, or is that DJ Khaled now?
I don't think either of them are known as hype men. I don't know what you're talking
about. Now I'm going to look up hype men.
Hype men? I mean, like someone who pumps you up?
They're known as hype men.
Yeah, hype. I don't think so.
Yeah. Lil Jon, hype man.
Yeah. Zero results. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. He says he has one phrase in Seattle.
Lil Jon, great hype man. He's the number one hype man.
That's what you found?
Reddit, who is the illest hype man of all time?
All right. We've strayed really far off topic. We haven't got into the topic, but I was asking about this because we spent a lot of time in the pod talking about the inner circle, and we haven't really talked about the outer circle. And you sent me this incredible article about fringe friends, which I don't really love.
I know you love alliteration, no?
I love alliteration, but I don't love that term because it's a bit pejorative.
Yeah, I agree. I would never call somebody a fringe friend. It's not a nice, like, no. If you're always a fringe friend, that's an insult.
Right, right. So this article is more about, it defines it as casual friends you enjoy seeing occasionally.
Yeah. By the way, you know where fringe friends gets thrown about, gets bandied about. You know which situation gets the most usage out of fringe friends?
I don't know.
Making up your wedding list, your guest list.
When you're saying these people need to be cut?
When you're at that limit, the outer limits.
Right. And we've also discussed this several times in the pod. When you get that paperless post and you look at the guest list and people responded 30 days ago.
Yeah. My aunt, not happy when I did a baby shower and I accidentally left her name off the first cut.
We should do
grudge holder straight out of my grandma's line of grudge holders.
we should do a bit at our next show, like Jeff Foxworthy-esque. You know you're a fringe friend when?
Ooh. Well, let's come up with some now.
Okay.
You know you're a fringe friend when? Sorry, I just got a new phone.
Oh, no, when you text and they go, who is this?
Yeah.
You know you're a fringe friend when you're sitting at a table at a wedding and you literally don't know anybody else there?
You know you're a fringe friend when they text you their address with the zip code?
Ooh, I got a good one. And actually, I'm not going to reveal the details of it, but you did something I was going to destroy you on it because it was so funny. You sent me and Jeremy a text you were sending to somebody. Is this text good? And you signed it with your full name.
You know you're a fringe friend when...
when you sign a text, sincerely, Aaron Cairo.
You know you're a fringe friend when you have no idea what their car looks like.
I don't know. I don't know if I know what... Only the inner circle's car is what I know, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know you're a fringe friend when you have no idea where they grew up.
No idea where they grew up, where they went to college.
Where they went to college. Yeah. I still have a lot of friends now as an adult. No clue where they went to college.
I've also realized most people don't care about that stuff.
I know. It's true. It's very East Coast, Northeast.
Yes. It's very... Someone said that like East Coasters are very like resume forward.
Yes.
But the gist of this article, I thought it was actually fascinating, was that, okay, we're losing a lot of our fringe friends. Another term would be weak ties, because right. The places you had those go showing up at work in person, going to the gym, you know, doing stuff IRL are starting to disappear. The guy actually makes this incredible point. I actually sort of got chills reading it, which is why these weaker ties are important.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to read it. I want to read it to you. Yeah. It says, so weak ties are even more important sometimes than intimate friendships and relationships because they connect us to a wider world. People tend to engage in what's called, and I Googled the pronunciation, homophily. And that's when you cluster with people like you, whether it's racial, religious, or political. Your more distant, call them fringe friends, are important because they are often people who don't share those same kind of characteristics. And just to bring this back to one of our social fitness scorecards from many months ago, diversity of friends, And we don't mean necessarily diversity of, you know, race, ethnicities, but just like people from different backgrounds is pretty important.
Wow. You know, I had never heard of homophily before, but I think it's the root of a lot of issues in the world right now.
I mean, another way to describe it would be a friendship echo chamber.
Friendship echo chamber. That's a good charism.
Good charism. And it's true. I think if we both look at our outer circles, our weak ties, those are like interesting people who do, you know, different stuff, people of different opinions. And unfortunately, those people we're losing them.
You know, it's funny. I sent that article and then I thought about what I've been unintentionally doing. I think one of the things that I've been intentional about since we started the pod was building back some of these weak ties.
So talk to me, because when I think of a weak tie, and again, I think weak tie is kind of pejorative too. Like I think it's, for me, it's gym friends. So as we all know, I did CrossFit 6 days a week for 8 years, and you become really close, same in the class. So you're in the same people every time. And then as soon as the pandemic happened, we stopped going to the gym.
Right.
You know, 95% of those people I almost basically never saw again. Right. And actually the inner circle of the outer circle, I am still friends with.
Right.
But those people are gone.
So I think similarly, the things that I used to do more casually pre-pandemic, don't do as much, like hanging out at the improv. Like I don't need to do that anymore. But the people that I did like to see that I knew I would run into, for example, our buddy Josh, you know, he's a guy that I like to see, but I have to make an effort now. There's no other way to, unless I want to just go randomly go do that stuff.
And how is that? How does that make you feel?
That what? I don't have that anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I told you I get lonelier than people would probably imagine. You know, on a pretty regular basis, I have feelings of loneliness most afternoons when I have like a little downtime. You know, but there's not really like anything I can do about it some days.
Yeah.
Like, there's not enough time to make a plan to go. So I try to incorporate way more half hour coffees. Mm. I do a lot of half hour coffees.
So we talked about this previously, your loneliness pangs.
Yep.
And since I'm having trouble kind of envisioning it, like break it down, like what exactly is happening.
You know, I go about my day, never have any of this stuff. But then like certain days, like if a meeting gets canceled or whatever, I find myself with free time. Like Brenner, my son, is napping. Jesse's working. I could do more work, but it feels like, I don't know, a moment has opened up for me to be around somebody that I would love to see. And I'm like, I can't, how would I do that? And then I just start feeling like, man, I wish I was better at, you know, socializing, or like, I wish I was in an office. Like, just cause like, if you were in an office or I was in an environment, like what you're talking about, like if there were just more fringe people around, if I was working out of a coffee shop, like, you know, just like be shooting the shit with somebody. Instead, I'm just like alone and not talking to anybody.
My favorite way of being. But what about a phone call?
So it's not as easy as you think, even for me, to just like randomly at 2 PM in the workday to go, I'm going to call somebody. I mean, I have a few people that I talk to on a regular basis. You know, me and Jeremy do our kibitzing. But like if I were to call one of our Luger's crew people, like that's like the middle of their day. I don't know. It feels hard.
Let me ask you this. Does you and Jeremy are famous for your kibitz calls?
Yep.
Does you call both, you each call each other on an even amount, or is it more outgoing and
I don't even really think about it. It's just we both have the same philosophy.
Well, I'd like you to think about it.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I think it's fairly even. I don't think it's like 1-to-1, but my point is that we don't like, he could call me 3 days in a row, I wouldn't think twice about it, vice versa, because we both have the philosophy that this is something we enjoy doing in our day to day.
You know, what's interesting about Jeremy is that his sort of intonation of talking normally kind of makes it seem like he's in a rush. Does that make any sense to you? He's like, hey, oh, what's going on? Oh, okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He does have like a JMC. We call him Jeremy Michael Kurt.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
But I want to say, I want to add to this point. So I actually do have a pretty healthy social life and I have activities, but I think it happens more when like somebody's away or like my regulars are not available.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And we'll be right back.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on Netflix.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
All right, Matt, I want to circle back to that. But before we do, let's take a listener question. Guys, this is asking for a friend. If you have a friendship question or ethical dilemma, send it to us on Instagram. We're at Man of the Year Podcast, and we will answer it on the show. Okay, another Matt special, as per always. This person writes, hi, Matt and Cairo. I have a question for your asking for a friend segment. Well, you've came to the right place. I'm casual friends with a former coworker. So we see each other maybe twice a year since we stopped working at the same company. And I do like him and he's a good guy, but he's definitely outer circle, using some of our terminology. He invited me to his birthday party a few months ago and I said I had a prior commitment, which was a bit of a white lie, but that's not even my question. My question is, should I now feel obligated to invite him to my birthday party? Gun to my head, I probably wouldn't, but I don't want to be a jerk. What do I do?
So this can I guess? Feels,
yeah. Can I guess what you're going to say, Matt?
Sure.
Which is always a bad. I can never guess because you're
captain. I want to hear your.
My guess is you're going to say, well, what do you want to do? Do you want them at your birthday party?
It's pretty good.
Ooh.
It's pretty good. You almost have it in full. I start off by saying I want to delete this from our vocabulary for this podcast. I feel obligated. We want you to look at your friendships and your social fitness as something that you have agency over. And you decide who you want in your life. And unfortunately that, you know, look, we want to be cognizant of other people's feelings in this case. I would just say, what's the downside of inviting this guy? Like, you know, if you sounds like you have pretty good feelings about him, like it's weird. He's a little wishy-washy, right? He started off by saying, I do like him and he's a good guy. So this isn't about obligation, right? But what's the downside of throwing this guy an invite to a birthday party? Birthday parties are kind of the perfect thing, unless you're doing a small intimate dinner party, to keep those weak ties, to keep those fringe friends. I mean, this is like the exact thing you need to keep that if it is only twice a year, to keep that going twice a year. I mean, you didn't go to his party. Fine. You had something. Obviously, that tells you what you need to know about how you really feel. You may like somebody, but you don't really feel that you haven't done the, you know, social fitness calibration that we said to do. You haven't taken stock of your friendships. So that's what you're really doing. You're saying, hey, I think I need to take stock of my friendship with this person. I like him. Great. That's fine. I like a lot of people. That doesn't make them my friends, right? Being somebody's friend is a choice. So do you want to be their friend? Do you want to be their fringe friend? Do you want to, you know, not have them around? I mean, if you don't want to invite him to your birthday party, then you don't really want to have him as a friend, because that feels like the lowest hanging fruit. That's not an obligation in any way, but that's you saying to yourself, honestly, like, I don't, you know, like what you do, Kiro, you said like, I'm not inviting these people to my birthday because you're taking stock, right? And it sounds like this person hasn't really taken the stock, but I don't like the idea of feeling at this age that you're obligated to invite, you know, people into your life.
I want to respond to that, but I want to just touch base to the first thing you said about obligation, because I wonder if it's a little bit more nuanced than that. In that, you know, obligation is sort of what makes the world go round. I mean, some of that, by the way, we're talking to me who doesn't want to be obligated to do anything, but obligation is almost a synonym for, you know, politeness. You know, there's certain people or things you kind of just got to do, because to keeping polite society
running. But I think you're right. So I will reframe slightly, is that it's not an obligation or not obligation thing. He's being just like, he's just not being honest with himself about what this is, I think is what I was saying.
Well, but let me take your response to your second part. Let's say we're doing social fitness, social inventory, which, guys, you could check out some of our episodes from a couple months ago, which is just taking stock of your friendships. Okay, so let's just say this is complete exercise, Matt. You start listing all your friends from your closest friends to as they get farther out. At some point, that outer sphere of Jupiter is your fringe people. So I think it's okay to say this person's in the outer ring and I don't know if I want to have them at my 15-person birthday party.
Again, depends on how big the birthday party is.
Right.
If it's an intimate gathering, yeah, you're probably right.
But clearly I know for a fact you have friends in your life who are good dudes who you like, who you may not invite to your birthday party because they're your ex-coworker.
Right, but I'm saying it's not an obligation or not. I'm saying but I'm saying I probably don't invite them because, like, this is my life and this is the friendship orbit that I'm creating thoughtfully and intentionally.
Right. But here's the tweak of this question is this guy invited him.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't think it matters. I do not think it matters. I honestly, this is like, you know, we talk about this for weddings, like, oh, should I invite this person? They invited me to the wedding. That's obligation. I don't think birthday party reaches the level of obligation, if that's what you're saying here. If you're saying because of sort of politeness, blah, 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 I think it would be nice. I think it would be nice. And there's sounds like no downside and you like the guy. So to me, I would lean towards inviting. If that's the fact pattern, but I don't think you're obligated.
Well, this guy lied, white lied to get out of this birthday.
Understood, but you're not making up for it by inviting this guy. Like, I don't want us to live in that way. I don't think that's a healthy way to go. Well, I'm making up for the lie of not really wanting to see this person by throwing him a obligatory invite to my birthday, and I hope he doesn't show.
But you literally, you answered the other way 2 seconds ago. You said, it's a birthday party, invite him.
If you really like him, I'm saying. But ask yourself, like, what's really going on?
Well, let me rephrase this question. If the coworker hadn't invited him to his birthday, he would never invite him to his birthday.
Right. So that's the answer. That's the answer.
Right.
Like, if you want to be polite, fine. You want to do it out of obligation, fine. I'm saying between us, I would prefer our listeners start thinking about their friendships a little bit differently. What is the world you're trying to create? And I think it is nice to have fringe friends. We're talking about that. I think it's important and it's healthy, but who are they and why? I mean, if you have a good feeling about this guy, that should be enough to invite him as a fringe to a bigger birthday gathering.
Okay. What about this? What if the coworker, we don't know. What if the coworker doesn't consider me or the person a fringe friend?
So you're saying you think that that person sees it as a closer
relation, yeah,
which is, I'd say, way more common than we've ever talked about on the pod.
Which is in friendship imbalance.
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
People don't communicate that stuff. I mean, it's,
you know, how do you communicate that though?
Right. I mean, you do through your actions generally. We always say, hey, you know, if they aren't making time for you, like, that's the sign.
Right. I mean, it's possible the other guy's trying to level up the friendship. And, you know, that's okay. You don't have to reciprocate.
Right. Right. I mean, look, it's hard. I'm not going to play mind reader for what the other person thinks or wants. I think at the end of the day, I think you're right. Look, obligation makes the world go round. It's polite. As I started with, if you like the guy, what's the harm? If it's a big party, but if it's an intimate gathering, it doesn't really make sense to go, I'm going to invite somebody because they invited me. We're not 12. It's not weddings.
So, okay. I imagine, sorry.
But if you want to maintain this relationship with a fringe friend, you either invite him to that or you make time for him somehow in a meaningful way.
I mean, I suppose one thing could be he invites you, you don't invite him. He sees a picture of your birthday party, is kind of, you know, offended. That's maybe more on them than it is on you, though.
Right. I mean, you can't tippy toe around as an adult in that way, but you really do have to start asking yourself, like, with these fringe friends, like, do you want to maintain those? Because I think the purpose of this episode is to say, yes, there is a value that we're maybe not properly giving to these fringe outer ring friends. And they may do more than we think or feel. Like, when I talk about my loneliness, I think sometimes it could be sated with a coffee with a fringe friend.
Yeah, that's interesting because, as we know, my New Year's resolution has been to honor the inner circle. And, you know, it's tough to maintain fringe friends and also the inner circle.
I love how we started this pod by saying we hate the term fringe friend and we've just thrown it about.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great, and it's really not accurate.
No.
Right? Like, fringe friends is like...
Outer circle is different from fringe friend. Fringe friend means, like, do I like this guy? Do I not like this guy? To me.
Right. The outer circle is also a little offensive.
Is it?
Can we come up with a better name? Like,
here, I depend on you for this.
Yeah, I have to think about it.
Put it in the show notes.
Yeah, because they're kind of it's not the strength of the friendship, it's just it's the frequency.
Right. Right.
So what's like a you know,
irregular friends?
You know, infrequent friends,
inconsistent friendships.
Oh, that makes it seem like they're dicks.
Quarterly friends.
But let me do we feel like we answered this question?
I think the main takeaway was Caro is right. The world does run by obligation, right? You could start off with the easiest answers. There's no harm to it. But I think the larger answer was, hey, it's time to take stock of this friendship.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is right. Although it also feels like this guy has taken stock and, you know, he's not a birthday material. And right. if the other guy gets offended.
I love what you said. If he didn't invite you, would you have invited him?
Right. Right. All right. Well, thank you very much for that question. This was asking for a friend. If you have a friendship question, send it to us on Instagram, Man of the Year podcast. So I want to get back to just something you got to at the end there, Matt, which was about connecting with your, we still have a good word for it, connecting with your outer circle, because you talk about your pangs of loneliness and maybe that's a spot for a fringe friend. How do you activate a fringe friend?
How to activate the fringe friend?
Because is there a worry that the fringe friend may think they're getting bumped up?
Well, now we're putting the cart before the horse, right? First, you just want to activate it.
Right. I'm worried that if I activate, then I can't.
I think that's an overthink.
Okay. Okay.
But I do think I hear what you're saying, but like, come on, aren't we trying to like make our social lives better and not worry they have too many people who like us?
Well, I have this thing. Maybe you
oh God, if I have two coffees in a year with this guy, he's gonna think we're BFFs.
Well, let me dig deeper on that because I don't like, you know, letting people down. But maybe you're right. I'm thinking too.
Yeah. Coffee is casual. Do things that are casual.
Right. If you're like, hey, come to my son's bris.
Right. Intimate. I like our new, that's our new, by the way, we have to bring that back. So we have a phrase that we came up with for the sad sacks who hit you when you're walking down the street, casuals, when you're checking in with a casual or a stranger, and then we go, how you doing? And they go, oh man, that's horrible. What do we say? We go, keep it positive. Shake
keep
hands.
It positive. Just keep it positive. And the emoji is the handshake emoji. Just keep it positive.
Keep it positive. Emoji. So how do you activate a fringe friend? I mean, how is it different from activating? I mean, look, I think, you know, you lob out a text. Hey, I've been thinking about you, you know, hey, we're overdue for a catch up.
Yeah. Overdue for a catch up is good because that's pretty, you know, corporate.
Catch up. That's very corporate. That's a Slack
like
channel.
That's right.
Slack. I got that from Slack GPT.
Yeah, Matt's discovered. We're both discovering what Slack is. Because if we're overdue for a catch up, doesn't mean like, hey, we should. I mean, it does mean we should get together, but it shouldn't be like we should be good friends.
It's very clear what it is.
Yeah, yeah. And I've had that actually. My buddy, my other buddy Matt, he actually moved to London, and he hit me up, and he's like, hey, let's hop on the phone, quick chat.
You know what I did to try to reactivate something? I rejoined ClassPass.
What?
When? I rejoined ClassPass a couple weeks ago.
Matt, you can't make fitness decisions without your best friend.
And I just, these aren't fringe friends. These are like friends. But I also just texted a few friends that are on ClassPass to potentially do some activities there with them.
I'm shook it.
Yeah.
You don't tell me about this.
I was intended to solve my pangs.
Your pangs. So, may I, if you don't feel comfortable talking about it, is this affecting your trainer's friendship or
no? He's getting the once a week, no matter what. That's a financial thing.
But was he always getting once a week?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm in the zone to do some crazy shit,
yeah,
I'll do twice a week.
So. Once or twice a week, regardless. What were the other days?
Peloton, YouTube, homeworkout remedies.
Wow. Okay. I have 1,000 questions about ClassPass. One of them is that, not a question, it's an observation. I don't like, it's a new class. This is such a Matt Kahrer thing. Showing up for a new class and the spice of life and the potpourri of differentiation. You love that. Me, where do I park? Where do I go? What time? Who are the other people? I don't like that.
I love it.
It's so
spur of the moment, Matt.
Yeah, you roll in, fucking white V-neck, you know, undershirt, like baggy shorts, no water, no idea what's going on.
I always have to buy the water. I'm late to class buying the water there.
But how do you feel like, you know, they're classes, so you don't know, like, what do you do? What do you, like, what's the MO?
What is this, rocket science? It's a gym.
Yeah.
I usually do the high interval circuits. They just tell you what to do right away.
Right. Right. But you don't know, like, oh, this person, you know, like, you know, people have their spots, their regular spots.
I will say, I do wonder if I'm standing in somebody's spot.
Right. Right.
I wonder if I'm breaking up like a 4-person crew that was like, right. Oh, well, we're doing the ropes.
Right. Right. In my CrossFit
friends, way to make friends, Matt, by breaking up their I'm breaking up their casual crew.
Yeah, yeah, you're unstacking another.
Yeah,
you're deactivating those fringe friends.
Deactivating their friendship.
In Brick CrossFit, you know, when I was a regular, they called me the mayor, and I had my spot. And if someone else stood there, someone else, not me, would be, hey man, that's that guy's spot.
That's that. I was like,
yeah.
That's power.
That was power. Anyway,
before we wrap up, I just wanted to share this with you. So I met a dad friend.
Okay.
I thought he was friend material, but like cash, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, you work from home. I work from home. Like, we should get a coffee sometime. No response.
Really?
Radio silence.
Are you sure you had the right number?
2 weeks later, see him in the farmer's market. Right away, he hits me with the apology.
So what'd he say?
Sorry, it was the holidays so slammed, I meant to text you back. Fine.
I think we talked about this like 5 episodes ago. You told the same story.
No, this is the postscript of it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So I was like, all right, that's all good. You know, I threw it out there. If he's not into it, no time, doesn't feel like we're a fit, not his type.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Take it with a grain of salt. I'm not going to follow up. 2 weeks ago, text me out of the blue, would love to get that coffee.
How do you feel about that?
I'm open to it because I still feel the same way I did the first time. I felt like, feels like he could be a guy that we could be casual friends. We live 2 blocks away from each other, have little kids. Feels like it could be a fringe friend. Could be in the market for a fringe friend.
Yeah.
2 p.m. Like pang, 2 p.m. pang killer.
Oh, man.
And if you think we're going to level up from there, I'm going to be like, no, buddy, you're my pang killer. That's it.
I want to, can we circle back to this guy in a couple months? Because
if you don't shut me down in the middle of my talk by saying you already told this story.
I apologize for that. I didn't know there was a postscript. I apologize. You're right. So you get pangs. This guy's a pang killer.
It's like, this is like my cheat food. You know, some people eat snacks. You know that Jesse and I have zero snacks in the house. You've seen that. Like zero.
Dude, that's me. And you're becoming me.
I know. So you respect that, but I'm saying, I think these people are my snacks. My friendship bites.
You need a little nosh.
I need a little friendship nosh. They're my friendship nibbles.
Yeah, you need a little friendship nosh.
My friendship blood sugar gets low.
and I practice intermittent friendship fasting where I'm like, nobody talk to me.
Yes.
Wow, your friendship blood sugar gets low. I'm writing all these down, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, this is going in the book.
Your friendship.
They know we're writing a book. Does everybody know we're writing a book? We can't really talk the details just yet, but.
No, this is the annual. This is the daily part of the episode where Matt just mentions stuff that we're not even supposed to mention yet. Are we allowed to mention
that we're doing the Netflix Comedy Festival?
That we are allowed to mention. Yes, okay. Your timing is good there. Netflix is a joke. Anything else you want to add? Or should we go to deep thoughts?
Jack Handy.
All right. What did we learn today? I learned that. I learned that you joined ClassPass, and I feel honestly like a little offended because we're best friends. We talk literally 10 times a day. You know, the gym is my dojo. This is something
I didn't
you got.
I didn't tell you because I wasn't sure I was committed to it.
Because like, if I do it and then I stop doing it, Kara's going to make fun of me.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like I'm a flimsy guy.
Right. And is it week to week, month to month?
It's month to month. So I had a free month. So I wasn't sure I was going to re-up. That's why I was waiting.
And you re-upped.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So well, I'm
proud
of you.
Does that make you less offended?
There's
a logic. There was a logic behind it.
Just that you were thoughtful about snubbing me. I'm good.
Yeah. It was a thoughtful snub. It wasn't just a willy-nilly snub Kiro. It was no willy-nilly snub Kiro. Very thoughtful. You know what I learned? I was a little too quick on my own answer to dismiss obligation. I love how you said obligation makes the world go round. Because I am normally like that. And I was trying to like give advice to somebody else that I wouldn't normally take, because I normally err on the side of obligation, but I'm starting to think that we need to like readjust our parameters a little.
It is really weird or answer that question, because as this podcast goes, we are sort of learning from each other, because I said it before, I hate obligation. I want to live a life free from obligation.
Right.
But even I know you got to do a little this. You get a little obligation handout.
The obligatory birthday paperless post. Come on, man.
Yeah. You know, just in a little obligatory, you know, guest list is shut off. They don't know what
can
came.
Can I give a shout out? Are we a shout out yet or not yet? I want to give a shout out to our friend Becky, whose birthday is this weekend, or probably passed by the time this airs. But I didn't RSVP because Jesse was out of town. And she actually texted me to remind me that it was gone. She knew I was alone. And she texted me to see if I was coming. And I'm going to come.
That was great. Becky's the best. We love Becky. And I actually want to give a shout out to my gym crew who we retained being friends. Our nickname was the Hooligans because we were always causing trouble. Chris, Jordan, and Lenny.
What kind of trouble are you guys causing? Leaving the weights in the wrong place?
No, telling people you can't work out here because that's Kairos.
Oh, you were the mean girls of the gym? Oh.
Basically, yes. And, you know, just went to do a Jordan's wedding and it was awesome. So mazel tov to that. All right. That's our show. Guys, remember, be good to yourself. Wait, be good to your friends. What do I usually say?
Be good to yourself. Be good to your friends.
Wow. Okay. Damn. Be good to yourself. Be good to your friends. Love you, buddy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.